St. Joseph's Hospital recently celebrated the 10th anniversary of its lung transplant program, and as part of that, the hospital says it's the busiest lung transplant program in the country, having performed 114 last year. Dr. Michael Smith is a thoracic surgeon and surgical director for the lung transplantation program at St. Joe's. And Dr. Smith, it seems like you've been pretty busy lately. Why do you think it is that your program has gotten this distinction?
Well, we started the program here back in about 10 years ago. Many of us had come from Southern California from another lung transplant program, and we realized that when we were there in Southern California back in the early 2000s that we were transplanting many Phoenicians and sometimes even coming to Arizona to get organs to put them into those Phoenicians. So when we came here, we really realized that there was a need for a lung transplant program here. And sure enough, we started it, and it has really taken off.
What is the success rate of lung transplants relative to other kinds of transplants?
Yeah, so lung transplants tend to be a little bit tricky. When you look at survival rates, for example, you know, I think the number that we hang our hats on is about 50% of people are still around 5 years after the lung transplant. And that pales in comparison to, for example, liver or kidney or heart when you're talking about, you know, half the people being around longer than 10 years. But, you know, obviously that you have to keep that in perspective because we only transplant people that we don't think would live more than a year or less without the transplant. And in addition, their quality of life is drastically better after a successful lung transplant.
So is it something about the procedure itself that leads to that life expectancy, or is it just the fact that you have sort of a smaller population? It's not totally apples to apples here.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of it. Probably the most significant thing, I think, is that the lungs are just more sensitive in terms of their response to, let's say, the donor dying. The lungs tend to degenerate in a different way than, let's say, the heart or kidneys or liver. The preservation process is a little bit more difficult as well in terms of keeping those lungs viable until they make it from the donor to the recipient. They tend to degenerate much quicker so that our timing needs to be a bit shorter in terms of how quickly we need to get them into the recipient. And then once they're in the recipient, the lungs are the only organ that are exposed to the outside environment. So they are exposed to the pollution and dust that we breathe, as well as the viruses that we get from other folks around us. And the lungs are quite sensitive to that as well and can sustain those injuries that can lead to chronic rejection in the lungs much sooner than you see it in the other organs.
You mentioned that lungs are more sensitive outside the body than perhaps some of the other organs. What kind of time window are you talking about from when you have a recipient to get the donor lung to that person, especially relative to, you know, maybe a heart or a kidney or some other organ?
Right. So for lungs, the number that we traditionally have used has been 6 hours. And we like to get the lungs from the donor and into our recipient and perfused and ventilated within the recipient within that 6 hour window. But we know from other countries, for example, in Australia and New Zealand, where they have to cover very large geographical areas with, you know, a limited number of lung transplant programs, that the ischemic times are much, much longer in those areas, and the patients do quite well. So that's just kind of a number by tradition, and we don't really know where the limit is, honestly.
Do you think that emerging technologies might hold any promise for maybe solidifying up the organs a little bit to make them a little bit more likely to be accepted and work properly in the recipient body?
I do, and traditionally what we'll do is take the lungs out of the donor and put them basically in an ice cooler on ice, and that slows down the metabolic rate so that the lungs don't respond to that period of time called ischemia in such a quick degenerative way. It slows down that process. Well, a new technology that we actually had the privilege of participating in its trial is there's a device called the Organ Care System for Lung, which basically you take these lungs out of the recipient and you put them on a machine that perfuses the lungs with warm blood and ventilates them almost as if they're in a body. And we actually transported those lungs from the recipient to the donor on that device and saw some improvements in how well the lungs functioned initially once they were taken and put in our recipients. And it also allowed us to expand the donor pool, if you will, in terms of those times that we talked about earlier. Those could be longer. In addition, we could go farther away from our home institution to look at donors for our recipients as well.
Dr. Michael Smith is a thoracic surgeon and surgical director for the lung transplantation program at St. Joseph's Hospital.